to be formed. Generally do not approach worldly enjoyers, especially those in royal orders. Maharaj Prataparudra was a follower of Lord Chaitanya, but when he wanted to see the Lord refused to see him because he was a king. For a devotee who desires to go back to Godhead, two things are strictly prohibited: worldly enjoyers and women. Therefore, the devotees of the standard of Shukadeva Swami are never interested in seeing kings. Maharaj Prakashit was, of course, a different case. He was a great devotee, although a king, and therefore Shukadeva Swami came to see him in the last stage, his last stage of life. Maharaj Prakashit, out of his devotional humility, felt himself an unworthy descendant of his Kshatriya, great Kshatriya forefathers, although he was as great as his predecessors. The unworthy sons of the royal orders are called Kshatriya Bandhavas, as the unworthy sons of the Brahmanas are called Dvija Bandhus or Brahma Bandhus. Parikshit Maharaj was greatly encouraged by the presence of Shukadeva Swami. He felt himself sanctified by the presence of a great saint, whose presence turns any place into a place of pilgrimage. Parikshit uvacha, aho adya vayam brahman, satsevya kshatra bandava, kripaya titi rupena, bhavaddhishtyata kathita. The fortunate king Parikshit said, O Brahmana, by your mercy only, you have sanctified us, making us like unto places of pilgrimage. All by your presence here as my guest. By your mercy we, were but unworthy royalty, become eligible to serve the devotee. Stapitam yena bhutana, svayam rupa karamayam, parati sva parampita. So this verse is very appropriate for the appearance of Srila Prabhupada today. Because the appearance there of Shukadeva Swami in front of Parikshit Maharaj is or the way Parikshit Maharaj reasons or accepts Shukadeva Swami, or let's say understands what it means, that is the example for us to how we relate to the appearance of Srila Prabhupada in our life. And you might say, okay, King Parikshit, he was a devotee, he was a hermit, he is Parikshit, he was looking for Krishna from his, he was saved by Krishna in the womb, so he was, the rest of his life he was Parikshit, and he's one who is looking, researching. He was looking up at Krishna his whole life. Who is this person who saved me? And what did he do in our life after this? And we're going to be not looking after Krishna. Where is Krishna? No, where is so many others? But it really does matter whether you are like qualified person like Parikshit Maharaj or not qualified. Because it has to do with the nature of bhakti or love. It said when Shukadeva Swami, I said somewhere earlier here, I think. Yeah. It's used to, it's actually described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Nectar Devotion, describes the independent nature of of bhakti. How bhakti is free. It has nothing to do with material nature. It's completely independent, and because it's completely independent, anybody can get it. There is no qualification in this qualification. And therefore disciple asks you, what is our qualification to get we are so, you know, the way we live, it is, you know, the way we live, and what is our qualification to now be engaged in the highest process of bhakti? And he said, I gave you the qualification. You had no qualification. But even if you are qualified, that means you are a living devotional life. Still, it's not a qualification. Because bhakti is free. It's not that, you know, I am a devotee, therefore I will have it forever. No. It's not a... It's... So therefore, Parikshit, who was a devotee his whole life, and he ruled the kingdom according to, you know... Actually, the whole war of Kurukshetra was to reinstall the Pandavas as devotional king. Krishna wanted devotional kings, not demons, to rule the world. And then that happened, and Parikshit was then taking up the next generation to rule the world, and he was young, and there was no sin in his kingdom, and he was a devotional king, and then Krishna takes it away. First he established him. So, you know, who can understand Krishna's plans? Some devotees can understand something, but who can understand the Krishna's plans? But here we see, of course we know that one plan is that the Bhagavatam is supposed to be spoken for the welfare of the people in Kali Yuga. Because Lord Chaitanya identified Bhagavatam as the main scripture for offering, for, what do you say, making it possible to get his gift of pure ecstatic love. So yeah, because Bhagavatam is Dharma Projita Kaitava Tra, it's only about pure devotion, nothing else. It's Amala Purana. It's the only scripture which is rejecting anything else than just pure devotion. Lord Chaitanya told every word in Bhagavatam is about pure love. So that is of course a challenge to understand, but that's what he said. So and everything. So so that is important to understand. Bhakti is free. So Krishna is free. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Jyopisan Avyaya Atma Bhutana Vishwarupisan. Sambhavam Atmamaya. I'm coming by my own energy, he said when he descends. I'm coming by my own energy. We are forced by karma to take birth. But when he appears, he comes by his own energy. What does it mean, he comes by his own energy? Is it his own energy he drives him, or? No, his own energy, he comes by his own energy. It's a way to say things in a humble way, but he comes by his own, that means he comes by his free will or compassion, that's all. Yeah, by sweet will of love, of compassion. And the nature is, and that's what Rupa Goswami also explained, it's like Yadrichaya means, when Shukare Goswami also entered the scene, it's described previously, the word Yadrichaya, he came like he didn't have to come. Just come by his own, again, sweet will. And that's important to understand, and that the bhakti is free. It's like here described, Parikshit, felt this is, he felt very fortunate, he felt he is subject to mercy. He is a devotee, but devotion is something that has to be constantly stimulated. It's dynamic. And it's stimulated by the exchanges between the devotees. That's what Guru Goswami describes in next level of devotion. That's what goes on in the spiritual world also. Loving exchange between. And that is the life of. So karma is a different thing. That's you get something and you have it for some time. But therefore, Krishna appeared, okay, we have the Master, he appeared 5,000 years ago, but it's also didn't have to appear. I mean, we turned away from Krishna. But he, out of his sweet will, he still comes again and again, because he... But actually, we are Nitya Baddhas. That means we decided to turn away from Krishna week, and then the real effect of this is we just stay here forever. In material world. That's the consequence of such a decision. In that sense, you can say the Christian talk about eternal hell. It's not the, we don't accept eternal hell like hell is planets. It's not eternal. But in one sense, the soul leaving in the material, the spiritual world is, it goes to eternal hell. It becomes Nitya Bhaga. Except that the Krishna, out of his free will, himself and his devotees representing him will go and try to do something about this. That is how you will see. That is how one should feel, you know, about the descent of Krishna and also the presence of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. That his life was that he went through, you know, like we said yesterday, when Krishna comes down with that, somebody tried to kill him. Basically, that's what they are doing. Few people, his own devotees in Vrindavan, they love him, and few others, they understood who he was. Just few. And the others were killed in Kurukshetra. That was, you know. So you can imagine, you know, this. and Prabhupada coming also, you know, first of all, you know, he didn't get any help from God brothers. And then the Hindus jumped on him and screamed at him that he is destroying Hinduism by making devotees in the West. You know, and he had heart attacks. And he, one time Srila Prabhupada never complained. But one time he turned to some few disciples and he said, "You have no idea how much pain I went through." So that is increasing the, you know, he doesn't have to come. Krishna is just, you know, when you discussed yesterday, when you turn away from the spiritual world, you become poor. You end up in a poor, poverty, sick, you know. You become dina. This word is used often. But Krishna is dina bandhu, and his pure devotee is dina bandhu, or dina. They are. But one has to understand very clearly, and this is how you receive and how you should look upon, or your attitude to the appearance of Krishna and his holy name and this opportunity, you know, this presence of how Prabhupada came to the West. Is to be worshipped, his appearance is to be worshipped, because it's an act of pure devotion and compassion. And there is no way of deserving. There's no, you know, we are just, and this is, like I discussed yesterday, this is what Prabhupada described, this, what he's saying, this recognition that I'm lost, poor soul, and, but Krishna or its pure devotee are very charitable and very to the poor. And this is the beginning of really ecstatic love. I mean, from our side. The awakening of ecstatic love is to start recognize to be that we are, have been subjected to this compassion of Lord Chaitanya and, you know, Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. But for that, like Parikshit Maharaj has mentioned here, then, that he, out of devotion and humility, he felt himself unworthy. So, even if we are well situated in devotional service, we still should, it's actually true that one should feel oneself unworthy. Because there is no, there is, it's not a, you see, because there is not a qualification. You have to get this again and again, this mercy. And it's free. You know, it's free from the one who gives. he doesn't have to give. I mean, we are preaching, we, you know, and Prabhupada explains that the sages are living in Himalaya. Sometimes they come down and they give mercy, but not always. You know. So this is Krishna consciousness is not to be taken for granted, and the Parikshit Maharaj is showing very clearly. He's a devotee, but he still he feels so graced that Shikari Vishwami comes to me. You know. It's not that, oh yeah, he comes to me because I've been a devotee my whole life. So that makes sense that he comes to me. No. Because if you really understand the nature of bhakti, no, it doesn't make sense because it's free. Doesn't matter if you have been a devotee your whole life. Next time you get some mercy, it's you are not qualified. It's just the mercy, and that, so then it should be praised. Oh, you are so kind. You showed me some mercy. Yeah. And in this way, that's loving exchange. For loving exchange to go on, you have to understand it's free. Somebody gives, they give out of their free will, and you accept out of your free will. And you are grateful out of your free will, that you're not like that. And then it comes up to the level of the exchanges to come up to the level of loving exchanges. And that's what's going on here. he is very graceful, he is very fortunate to get his army, and he praises him in return. Similarly, it's with Prabhupada. Actually, every day is okay, he also puts it in specially. But every day. Like I said yesterday, every day should be a Janmashtami celebration. But every day should be also a Vyasa Puja celebration. because we are still every day getting the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He's staying with his followers and continuing to give mercy. For those who are accepted. So, and and one should really try to act in such a way to keep him in the movement. You know, I can keep that, you know, by nicely following him. Prabhupada tolerates many mistakes, but certain things he didn't tolerate. He was furious about philosophical deviations, and somebody speculated that he was furious about. But so many other things he tolerated. that's just part of the disease. But not go off track. That was, we had to see what he reacted on and what he didn't react on. So then, and also that out of love, you know, like with parents, with children, they, so many things, they do, you have had children, so you know, it's troubles. But, you know, out of love, you just tolerate and you continue to offer service. Yeah, so similarly with Krishna is the father. And Prabhupada continued offering service. Are you going to go? This is really serious. Seems that it's an it's a force from above. So So that Lord Chaitanya, he is, in Lord Chaitanya Sankirtanam, he is, that is, it becomes more clear than ever that the free nature, but it's so clear it cannot be more clear. Why? Because he comes to give the highest to the lowest. And it doesn't make any sense from the point of view of deserving or karma or anything. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. What Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is not getting, these creeps of Kali Yuga are getting. Of course, they also get it now and then. But it's not that these top qualified persons is all the time getting this. No. Invitation to Vrindavan. And so it's so clear that this is. And how do you, you Prabhupada said the enthusiasm is, you understand. Enthusiasm comes from understanding and appreciating your fortune. We are subjected to mercy. And because if you look upon, you know, my own qualifications, it's not so encouraging. Yeah. But the saving grace is that we are in good hands. We are, and therefore, once you really worship and once you really appreciate, also to understand, also to remind oneself of the value of what is and one is up to. Like one danger in spiritual life is to become familiar. Familiarity breeds contempt. You take Krishna consciousness for granted. You know, I'm a devotee, I know the language, you know, horrible and dying. You take it like something you have now. But that's not reality. It's not something you have gotten and then you have it. No, it's something that you have to receive all the time, again and again and again, and then offer back. You know, like that. That's the nature of love. It's free. And that's so Prabhupada is coming here to offer, come and get the mercy. So he's happy if you just take the mercy. And he asked us to offer and pass on the mercy to others. And therefore we are engaging them. Pass on the mercy to others, to devotees and to people in general. And that he asked us in return, like that. And then when we do that, we'll get more mercy from Prabhupada. And like that. And so this is the, therefore, even in this dark age of Kali, if you remember, they said, if you remember Lord Chaitanya, difficult things become easy. And if you forget Lord Chaitanya, then easy things become difficult. So to remember Lord Chaitanya, what does it mean? It means that he's just standing like this. You know, whatever you fall on your face, he is standing like this. You know, he's not confused, or he doesn't, you know, he doesn't change just because we are like small children trying to walk and falling over all the time. He's standing like this, we are falling over, yeah, but his mercy is there, available. Only thing, Lord Chaitanya, was, if you want to, you know, he said, the only thing he said actually in the end, he had a discussion with Advaitacharya. At that time when he was beating Advaitacharya was speaking Mayavada philosophy. And he spoke Mayavada philosophy just to be accepted as a servant. So if you're beaten, that means you are accepted as a servant. You get some attention. So then they had a discussion afterwards. And in the end of that discussion, Lord Chaitanya, he was so I declare, if you just do two things, you chant Hare Krishna, and you don't criticize my devotees, I will take you back to you. So there's one, actually, chanting Hare Krishna includes also discussing about Krishna and so on. It's kirtan. But if you just praise Krishna, different ways, and you don't criticize his devotees, then thing is when you, so he asked for this thing, that if you criticize the devotees, you cannot understand the free nature of the ocean. You cannot, you will be covered. And you will think it's karma, or you will get the material vision. You will not see the spiritual nature of love, it's free. And then it's very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness. But if you understand how it's free all the time, and that Lord Chaitanya is standing like this, yeah. Lord Chaitanya expresses in Shikaspatya, yeah, the Durgaivama, I don't have taste. I'm so unfortunate. But you are still coming in your name. You don't stop coming because I cannot receive you with ecstasy. No. There's, you know, so one time Bhakti Swami explained, you know, this question, very beautiful explanation, why Lord Chaitanya gives the highest to the lowest. What is the logic? And then he said, yes, he said, just like in a family, so you have different children, and some children are well to do, have done nice education, they have a good job, they have established a family, they have found a place to live. But there is one child who is completely useless, sick, all the time, cannot take any education. So the parents, they will just sit with that sick child all the time. And the others, they manage themselves. That's Kali Yuga. Okay. Any comments? Okay. So, last verse of the Yasapurna. Yes. But I am not a diksha disciple, but the thing is, in the beginning, it was about Krishna, and I didn't understand because why is the book is so much focus on this, but as the life has gone on for years, it's all more about Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, we will have our ISKCON in the spiritual world. He wrote it in a letter. So what does it mean? Now we will serve Prabhupada in the spiritual world. We will go with him. He has us form in the spiritual world, and we will be his assistants there. It will continue. And in the spiritual world, in Vrindavan, the mood is actually the devotee is serving Radha and Krishna, but they are specifically very attached to and very focused on their local devotees they're working under. That's Manjari Bhav. There is, you know. So this Sri Guru Charana Rati Aishayu Tamagati. You know, attachment to your lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desire. So, you know, when this Jayananda, who established Ratha Yatra, he left the body before Prabhupada, and they asked him, well, where did he go? And Prabhupada, oh, maybe we go to a heavenly planet. But then they told Prabhupada that he was found embracing a tape recorder with Prabhupada body. Yeah. And then he said, he went to the spiritual world. Yes. Attachment to Prabhupada, that's the same. Because attachment to Prabhupada means attachment to a pure devotee in the world. That means you go there. And but specifically when Harikesh left, then I became much more clearly aware of Prabhupada. And that was very good in that sense. That I was aware of Prabhupada, I was distributing his books, and there was a lot of consciousness of Prabhupada before that, but it became even more clear. Our movement, so that had to come in balance. I agree with Ritwik that Prabhupada was not being in the center, you know. That we can agree with them, but their solution is completely nuts, you know. But the point is right. We will have our eyes considered. Prabhupada is the one we will serve under in the spiritual world. That's my conviction. And kind of indicated that. And so we are just preparing for that here. Prabhupada's instruction in this battle we had in Stockholm, because the temperance and the restaurant manager, main preacher, they left in 1999. Plus the UBC and the rule, this place in the city. So it was pretty devastated. So what was carrying it on? It was Prabhupada's desire. Well, please continue what I gave you. That was that on that desire we continued. And it was the same thing when other things happened. Now that we had to move after 35 years. It's the same instruction. Please carry on what I've given you. And this is what to say. This is what you know. I think in our movement, and others have also mentioned that we are doing sadhana, but actually we need that kripa from Prabhupada in addition. We are not very good at sadhana, actually. But if we take the kripa extra, Prabhupada, he gave us a sadhana, but he also gave us a mission. And that's where we can get the kripa. And that kripa will make up for the lack of the sadhana. And that's my conviction. It's very important to, like Jesus said, you also carry the cross. Told it to some followers. So we also have to carry the cross, because when you engage in the mission, so it's maybe not easy always. But Prabhupada, he went through a lot of pain, and we have to share a little bit of that. He said it's not easy to have a spiritual moment in the material world. Especially not in Kali. And there are so many challenges, and my experience in, before we had challenges with anti-coup movement and so on. Now the challenges, in the recent years, I feel the challenges come from inside the movement. Naturalistic devotees were just making trouble inside the movement. And Prabhupada said the whole movement can only be destroyed from within. And he said there are many demons in this movement. So, you know, you have to fight for, you know, keeping, you know, whatever, be convinced about what Prabhupada movement, try to stick to that. That's what he did. He took this instruction, this Bhaktisiddhanta not only gave to him, he gave to disciples in general to go and preach in the West. So he took this instruction, even there was no backup because of the situation. And that was his example. So we take his instruction, and even you are not popular always by even devotees, so you take it anyway, if you have convinced. And because that's what he did. He was also not always so popular among his, you know. You know, so that's how Guru Parampara is carried on, with the faith in previous charities and like that. And doesn't matter, there are so many public opinions even among the workers, but doesn't mean you should cater to public opinions. That's the culture of popularity, but that's not our problem made is ISKCON by catering to popularity. No, he had full faith in, he knew what he was going to do, and he was convinced about that. And he said, that was my qualification, I came, I had this faith. Otherwise, I don't have any qualification, but he had the faith. Okay, so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
For us to you know, we easily become more independent. I mean, if we should not care about the others and speak my way,
yeah,
then we cannot, you know, too, like, probably we much more, I think, I don't know, and need the cooperation.
Yeah.
But if we can't move at all, we cannot speak out like.
No, but cooperation is one of his instructions, so that's just part of it. It's not about. He was in a special situation where the institution was finished, and he had to do it alone. They didn't want to do it alone. He wanted to cooperate, but nobody responded. That's why he did it alone. Now we can find people to cooperate with, so that's, you know. But the point is to be convinced, be situated, understand what is the desire of the acharya, and do that. Even there are some other voices who says like this, like this, like this. Because also devotees in our movement are also influenced by materialistic ideas, democracy, equality, man, women, all these ideas which come from material society, liberalism. But this is we can't just allow this to be the standard, how we understand it. Because then we lose the sharpness of the tradition. Prabhupada said, you know, if nobody comes and we will not become popular, we will speak to the walls, and Krishna will be happy. So that is, we work nicely under the protection or seniors and like that, but we have a duty to carry on the Prabhupada said, you know, if we were just going to be popular, then we should dare to make it on the streets. And then, you know. Prabhupada is so happy with you. We like it. He has a brilliant statement, so many times. Brilliant. Okay. And it's sometimes very heavy, but that's the joy. Sharp words of the sword. Yeah. And then so much mercy is, you know, if you stand up for Prabhupada and you take the risk to do that, so much mercy is to be given. Kripa, like you see, like Dos Harrison, he got some kripa from Prabhupada because he did something that, you know, it's not very difficult for a famous artist to do. It's said that people who are very famous, it's more kick than sex. It's such intoxicating thing. That's what they say. It's such intoxicating thing, this pain, especially big pain. And to risk that's, you have to be, that is, it's like Balimars, he risked to lose everything by sticking to his promise to Ramananda. And he lost it. But he got the mercy for that. So Josh Harrison was thinking, should I stand up and just make it clear for the world that I am a Hare Krishna, I am a devotee of Krishna? And he knew it was a risk. He could have lost his pain in Sitchin. But he did it. And he said, why not? Because he already got some mercy, he was already, and then he said, this is second. Krishna is the most important for me. And then he did that, and he openly, he bought, for everyone, he bought a big temple, and he printed, and he preached, and he made songs about Krishna, and very clearly, But actually, is that he became like a saint among the musicians. He was very much respected among other musicians, that he actually, he had integrity, he stood up for this, and he was not cowardly, attached to his fame. No, he wasn't. But he got mercy for that. Kripa from Prabhupada. He was not a sadhaka so much, to some degree, but certain periods he was, because he didn't live with devotees so much. But he got some mercy, and it came up in the end of life. It was very clear. I was there in 2000 in Bhaktivinoda Manor, and Shyamasundara had visited him. He was sick, he had cancer. And he said that he said Shyamasundara was his friend, but he was the one who made him a devotee. And he said, he's so peaceful and so Krishna conscious, I wonder when I will become so Krishna conscious. He's so just waiting to die and go back to this. And he was, but he was singing 30 years before. Once we do, I really want to see you. And now, so this is very important to, in terms of Prabhupada. It's extremely important to be, like you said in Guru Kriya, the perfection, attachment to your lotus feet is perfection of it, that fulfills all the time. But it's very important to, because it's not about just the process of chanting Hare Krishna. The essence is to be attached to a pure devotee. And you become attached by following instructions and serving that pure devotee's mission and assisting. That's how you become attached. And that is, and Prabhupada is more or less indicating that. He just say, stay with me. I have the key to the back door to the spiritual world. I will take you in the back door, even if you are not fully qualified. But just stay with me. Just practice. Because that is, Lakshmi Devi can't even enter Vrindavan. Because she's not, okay, that's a leela, but she's not accepting to submit to one devotee in Vrindavan. Because I am the wife of Krishna. I don't have to. Okay, it's a leela, but it is there to demonstrate for us a point. You can't, even Shiva had to, you know, bow down to Vrindadevi and ask, and get the body of a gopi if he wanted to go to Vrindavan. He cannot go to Vrindavan. Because you can only go there when you are invited by one devotee there and become attached to him. That's Raja Nuga Bhakti. That's become that's Raja Nuga Bhakti. Therefore this, yes, Krishna is inviting 5,000 years ago, but then he has to appear as Panchatattva, because the Panchatattva are devotees in Vrindavan appearing as devotees in the Sankara movement, and you become attached to them. And then, Gavangera Sangi Gane Nicha Siddha Kari Mane. If you understand that the associates of Lord Chaitanya are eternally liberated souls from the Vrindavan, then by serving in this Sankirtan movement, you can enter into the Vrindavan. They don't become attached that way. So this is, So that is my realizations, how it's extremely important to be attached to Srinivasan and by finding his, contemplating his desires, his instructions, and what he wanted. So therefore, like what Sri Ruswami was also saying, because he was, big leader in our movement, and the movement went through different, and definitely there was challenges for him also, in how to function with other leaders, and but he said that what saved him was this instruction: never leave me, Prabhupada, never leave me, stay within the movement, and so and he did that, and he was a great saint here. It's like he's the chairman now. Did you see this here? Okay. You just begin the Krishna consciousness?
Well, I was mostly focused about meditation and this as doing it.
Then
the knowledge is in the books.
You come into contact with Krishna in a different way, either by the chanting or by the prasadam or like that. But if that chanting is meant for, or has the potency to give something much more than a nice time and liberation, and that chanting has the potency to pratipadam purnamita swaranam, it means it has the potency to give you what you actually have been looking for in all lives, and that's pure ecstatic devotion. It has that potency. For that, you can start appreciating Prabhupada. He came and gave you that mantra. He was the one who came to the West and gave that mantra. He made a big sacrifice to do that. Yeah. So one can have, you can start with that. Gratitude to Srila Prabhupada, being aware that this is a gift. The holy name is not different from Krishna, and you are actually getting Krishna, contact with Krishna. But you have to remember, you got it from. If you want to experience Krishna more in the holy name, you have to worship and be grateful to the one who gave it. And that's the Prabhupada. And then also his followers, the devotees in general, they also are his assistants. You know, so that is, in this way, you will get much more out of the chanting.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I've been here yesterday.
And Prabhupada gave this. Prabhupada was the one who gave this all. And you can read, you can also read Prabhupada Lilamrita, the story about Prabhupada. Then you will deepen your appreciation very much. Can you read English? Okay, so there is a short version also, or maybe I have it here. There's a short version of Prabhupada Lilamrita, you can start it, and it's very good to read it. Because here, Parikshit, he is really appreciating that Sri Krishna Goswami comes and gives him Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam. And so similarly, and this is the way he gets Krishna. He will get Krishna because he's first grateful and appreciating and worshipping the one who gives. And then Krishna will give himself when you do. First you have to appreciate his devotee and then he will give himself. So this day is for becoming more aware of that or reminding ourselves. Okay.
So, Prabhu, there are five temples in the area.
Okay.
Some of them are there, actually, there. And then, the three times,